Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This is Here and Now. When Colorado announced that it expects to bring in $134 million in tax revenues from its first year of legal marijuana sales, governors from other states took note because taxing legal marijuana is increasingly seen as a way to raise revenues, especially for many cash-strapped states. Mason Tvert is the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project, a pro-legalization lobbying group. He's with us from Denver, Colorado, to discuss. Mason, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, your reaction to the fact that Colorado is going to bring in more than $130 million in tax revenue from just year one of fully legalized marijuana in the state?
Well, I think everyone expected that we'd be able to generate a whole lot of new revenue by regulating and taxing the sale of marijuana. It looks like that expectation is going to be met, and it could even be exceeded.
Now, Mason, you are with the Marijuana Policy Project. That's one of the preeminent national lobbying groups that would like to see legalization across the country. So given this new number coming out of Colorado, I mean, do you see MPP using that as more evidence to states that are considering putting a marijuana question to its residents that, hey, here's another reason why maybe you ought to do it?
Generating new tax revenue from marijuana sales is certainly not the best argument in support of ending marijuana prohibition, but it is a valid point, and it really raises a lot of eyebrows and gets people talking. Ultimately, we need to make marijuana legal for adults because it's a less harmful substance than alcohol, and there's absolutely no excuse for forcing sales into an underground market and arresting hundreds of thousands of people each year for simply possessing it.
Now, you say that it's a less harmful substance than alcohol. There is certainly not consensus over that issue. I mean, I see Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper, he's told reporters recently at a National Governors Association meeting that getting tax revenue is absolutely the wrong reason to think about legalizing recreational marijuana, and that governors shouldn't be in the position of promoting anything that's inherently not good for people.
Well, Governor Hickenlooper in this case is inherently a hypocrite because he made a fortune selling alcohol to adults from throughout Colorado and across the nation.
What states do you think perhaps we may see next in terms of a push forward in legalizing marijuana?
An initiative has qualified for the August ballot in Alaska, which would regulate marijuana and tax it similarly to alcohol. So it's quite possible that Alaska will be the third state to legalize marijuana for adults come this summer. There's also a possibility we could see an initiative on the ballot in Oregon that would be somewhat similar. And it'll really be in 2016 that we see the tidal wave where states like California, Arizona, Maine, Nevada, Massachusetts, and others pass these types of laws through initiatives. And we also expect to see several state legislatures passing these laws in the next couple of years, including Rhode Island, which could very well be the first. And one of the most compelling reasons there, perhaps not the most, but something that's being considered, is the economic benefits.
And finally, Mason, I'm curious because sort of hanging over all of this is the fact that marijuana at the federal level is still, you know, it's an illegal substance. Now, while the Obama administration has basically chosen to, you know, to do nothing in Colorado and Washington and even recently issued new banking guidelines for financial institutions that do business with marijuana dispensaries in those two states, so they're basically taking a mostly hands-off approach, but all that could change, you know, with the next presidential administration. So do lobbyists and lobbying groups like the Marijuana Policy Project see, you know, the next year, year and a half as a critical time in order to get as many of these new laws passed as possible in various states?
Well, based on the number of problems being caused by our current marijuana prohibition laws, we consider it critical that we pass as many laws as we can as soon as possible. With regard to the federal government, as you mentioned, they are currently respecting states' rights to regulate the cultivation and sale of marijuana for adults for medical and non-medical use. And we expect to see that to continue. One thing that's worth noting is that when the Obama administration did say that they will go ahead and refrain from interfering in states that pass these laws, we didn't really hear many Republicans at all crying out like we have with a lot of other Obama policy decisions.
Well, Mason Tvert is the communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project. He's speaking to us from Denver. Mason, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.